Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of Revelation, we finished chapter 7. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts chapter 8 today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. I hope you'll have your Bibles ready today as we start in Revelation chapter 8 and going verses 1 through 13, the entire chapter. And I hope that you'll follow along. I trust you'll have pencil and paper and you'll write notes. Now, by the way, let me ask you to get your pencil and paper ready. I want you to write something down here real shortly. I'm going to give you a web address. And that's all I'm asking you to do is write this web address down, and then you can get back with me later as far as checking that out, but listen to our broadcast today. Now, I also want to share with you a very special blessing. We have finished 3 years on the website. Now, we've had a website for longer than that, but we're talking about our international audio website. We have not paid for advertising to promote this ministry. We don't feel that's the way to do it. And we've just trusted the Lord through it all. We just recently finished our third year. In 3 years' time, we've had over 100,000 downloads in over 132 countries, including the United States and all 50 states in the United States, along with the District of Columbia. And so we praise the Lord for the great work that He's doing, and we also thank the Lord for providing us with Brother Mark Hopper, who set this up for us. And then Brother Dick Vaught, who works so diligently each week to make sure that our broadcast will be going out to you. And then, of course, Jerry Banks, who also donates his time to do the announcing for our broadcast. And so the reason I've asked you to have your pencil and paper ready is I want you to write down this website that had over 100,000 downloads on it. Because it's also on this website that we've had over 150,000 different computers to visit the website. People can visit the site without downloading. They can listen without downloading. And I believe that has happened probably at various times. But just to download over 100,000 and in 132 countries, that is beyond all our great expectations. And you can listen to us on this website, so write this down, www.sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist. Now I'm going to spell that out to you so that you'll have it down exactly. That's www.sermonaudio.com /CENTRALBAPTIST. You can go there and listen to well over 1,000 sermons that I have preached, as well as sermons from my father, Dr. Jesse Bloom, who is approaching his 90th birthday. and still preaching the word. And then our assistant pastor here at our church, Brother Matt Lohman, and then some other speakers that have preached in our pulpit over the years, and you'll be able to hear them as well. So let me encourage you to go to the website, encourage others to go to the website and listen in, look up perhaps passages that may be things that we've preached on before, and it will help you. Now, at the conclusion of each day's broadcast, our announcer, Brother Jerry Banks, gives you our physical address at which you can write us, and also he gives you our website through which you can email us. And that website is just a little bit different than the one I just gave you. It's www.centralbaptistocala.org, and Ocala is spelled O-C-A-L-A. And we would like you to visit that site as well. It tells you more about our church and ministry. I hope you'll visit with us in that way, and then I trust if you're in the Ocala area, you'll visit Central Baptist Church. We would love to have you visit us as a listener to Lamp and Light, as many others who have in the past. Now, if you have your Bibles ready, we're in Revelation chapter 8, and we will be looking at all 13 verses here over the next several days. Now, I have divided this chapter into four major divisions. And that's something when you consider that this chapter has only 13 verses. So, the division is as follows. Roman numeral 1, the seventh seal, verse 1. Roman numeral 2, the scene in heaven, verses 2 through 6. Roman numeral number 3, the sounding of the first four trumpets, verses 7 through 12. And then Roman numeral 4, then still more to come, verse 13. So I hope you got that down. And as we've said, you can go back to our website and listen to this if you did not. Now, we look at the seventh seal in verse 1. It says there, and when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And so there's silence in heaven for half an hour. Now, one preacher got himself in trouble by saying, the silence in heaven proves that there are no women there. Well, maybe he's just getting a little bit ridiculous on that. Another preacher got in worse trouble by saying it proves women are there because they couldn't keep quiet an entire hour. Now, my friend, I'm not taking sides. I've not had my supper yet, and I don't want it burnt. And so let me just say that although people have fun with that, that's not the meaning there whatever. Now, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 20 says this, the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Silence often goes with reverence in worship, much unlike what goes on in many churches today. And by the way, let me also add this. If you'll study the kings of Israel, the kings of the Jews in Judah, in Jerusalem, you'll find often that when there's a good king, he repairs the house of the Lord, he adds beauty and grace to the house of the Lord. When there's an evil king, he or she desecrates the temple of the Lord. And I've found that so often in the Bible, and now you find the same thing happens this day when people begin to treat the house of God without holiness. And that's a shame on our world today because we make it all about ourselves instead of the Lord. And now we're told the time itself, it may be figurative for a short time, as far as a half hour. You see, my friend, heaven is not regulated by hours as you and I are. Heaven is timeless. Now, we're not given a reason for this silence. Suffice it to say, we have an eternal book. One day in heaven, we will know. And it might be just the sacredness of the moment in His holy temple. Whatever it is, there's silence, a reverent silence, about the space of half an hour in heaven at this point. The imagery in verse 1 is that of a courtroom. Perfect silence is required. Judgment is ready to fall. And although the silence may seem as a long time to others, we must not forget that under the altar, that there were those that had been sealed, that were in those sealed judgments. They asked God in chapter 6, verse 10, how long? How long? They're eager to have their redeemed bodies. And those spirits say, how long? And it's interesting how a short time can seem so long, given whatever the circumstances may be. For example, someone is swimming. They're going underwater for about the third time. And the struggle may have only been less than 1 minute. But to them, it seems like forever. Help is coming too slowly. Silence can be used also for emphasis' sake. Has your mate ever given you the silent treatment? And if you ask, well, what's wrong? It's going to end up being your fault. And over the years, you learn that. But what a contrast this scene in heaven is to the earth. In heaven, there is silence when they open the seventh seal. It's for about the space of a half hour. How long or how short that is, we're just not exactly sure. But we can be sure that it's a time of reverence. And again, it's a contrast to chapter 6, verses 14 through 17. Whereas there's silence in heaven, there it says, and the heaven departed as a scroll when it's rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Oh, can you imagine people screaming for the mountains to fall on them? All the fear, the confusion that is on earth, but in heaven, reverence, silent reverence. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.